What's up, guys, and welcome back to Put a Sock in It Pod, featuring me and...
Me, Larry.
Novak.
Do you say your full name every time?
It's kind of stuck. I feel like when people meet me, it's never like, oh my god, like, hi Noah. It's always like, Novak. But like, you know what's weird? It's been like that since high school.
Really?
Yeah, like my friends would just call me last name. Well, I think it just flows because it's just four and four. True. But it's literally my full name is three syllables. Is that what it's called? Noah Beck. It's just like quick. Noah Beck.
You're so smart.
Whereas yours would be Larry Merritt.
No way.
Right. So it's not as smooth, you know. So yeah. No one calls you Larry Merritt.
So Noah and me went to the Bahamas for Charli D'Amelio's birthday. It was fun. Lil Baby was there. Lil Baby and Meek Mill was there, and it was the funniest thing just watching them.
Was that your first time meeting him?
Yeah. Well, seeing them.
You didn't say hi.
I did say hi.
Oh.
I said hi, but I was like it didn't feel real. I felt like they were just like a little bit of a fever aliens. Dreams.
Yeah, they're like always dream. There with Michael. So cool. Wherever like Michael goes, they're there.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael.
They have a really cool dynamic. It's like a.
Is so funny.
Yeah, Michael's hip.
Michael's hip.
He gets it. He gets it. You know.
The girls are gonna get it. And he gets it.
He gets it. He's dope.
How was your experience at the Bahamas? Did you have fun?
I had a great time. It was actually really fun. It's a fun group. Different group.
It was a really good group.
Yeah.
I also met new friends too.
I hadn't even met like three or four that were on the trip with us, and then I ended up getting like pretty close towards the end, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice just meeting new people and like going on a fun trip like that with each other. What was your favorite part? Is that a hairball?
I'm a little gassy. Bahamas is crazy.
Was that your...
That was probably my...
Or what was your favorite part?
Oh, my favorite part? It would probably be... I loved it all. It was honestly all so fun.
Yeah?
Like, I had a good time the entire time. I would say the best moment would just be like Markel. Literally just anything Markel did. Markel's that was just my favorite character. Part. It was the funniest thing ever, so that was pretty nice.
I feel like we should have Markel back on.
We should have him as a special guest.
Because like I feel like y'all weren't even... I feel like you guys weren't as close when we did our first episode as you guys are now.
Yeah, we're way closer.
Which is funny, because like y'all had known each other for a while. Like I don't know how you guys' energy had like hadn't like radiated towards each other.
I mean, we were friends, but we weren't like...
No, exactly.
Like,
that's
two
what
peas
I'm
in a pot, so like... Now it's probably just
I feel like
different.
An episode now would be so comfortable. Like, we could just sit here.
Oh, no. We would talk about our face. It would be like a FaceTime call.
Anything. Yeah.
It would be crazy. Like, I remember yesterday. I think we talked yesterday. He called me to see how I was doing. And I was like, what the fuck? You're so sweet. And he invites me to places. That never happened. Now it's like.
Yeah, we wanted you to go to the movie yesterday.
How was the movie?
Look, I am a huge Marvel guy. I'm a big Marvel guy. I love Marvel. This one was just weird. I don't know if Marvel wanted to like mix it up. They're like, we're gonna throw a curveball at you guys. Like the new Doctor Strange movie, no spoilers or anything, but like I want to spoil it and because I want to talk to you about it, but I can't.
Was it just bad?
It was just weird. Like it didn't feel like a Marvel movie. Like it was a straight up like horror movie at times.
It was scary. That makes it better though.
It was genuinely like terrifying. Like if it came out around like Halloween, I'd be like. I get it. I see what they did there.
But so it was just dead ass a horror movie.
It was dead ass like scary. Like there were moments where it was just very like Grudge-esque. Like literally like scenes where it was like.
Oh, it gave emo boy.
It was weird. Like it was so weird. There was times I was watching. I was like, what is happening? Like, what am I watching? Like,
what's going on?
Yeah.
What's up?
Honestly, I loved it or hated it.
I'm having so much fun comments hating to everything you say.
Yeah, because I'm like a pretty passionate guy.
I'm like Jenna. I'm like. Emo boy, like you got it.
I'm a pretty passionate guy. I just can't tell if I loved it or hated it.
I mean,
I'm a pretty
personally.
I'd be a terrible critic. I love like everything.
Yeah,
I'd be an awful critic. Like I can't give like bad reviews. I could
that's
say
not
like
true. That's
I
not
could,
true.
Like if people think that this movie's awful, I could be like, it was different. Like
no, you literally are so good at there. You're so good at like always just making it like sugar coated. But, like, not in the meanest way possible. Like, you could hate something, but you'll sugarcoat it and be like,
I see their intent.
Yeah. I see what you're going for.
Yeah.
Did I like it? No, but you ate. Yeah. And they'll be like, wait, what? What are you talking about? Wait, so it's like, it's I'm like, It's controversial because, like, I love horror movies and I also love Marvel movies, so I think I'm gonna enjoy this movie.
You might. I just came into it with a very different, like, expectation.
I was not a fan of Batman.
Really?
I fell asleep.
Oh, we talked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
No, we didn't.
We never talked about,
like, we talked about this in person.
Yeah, Batman.
I fell asleep during that. But
also another weird one, just different. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird seeing, like, a superhero go through, like, a midlife crisis, you know? Like, he's, like, it's weird seeing, like, a superhero, like, he's, depressed. Like,
battling his demons.
Yeah, and it's like, go save the world. Like, what are you doing, you know? And I guess, like, everyone has feelings.
Imagine if he had a therapist. He's, like, talking to her.
Wait, did you have... Okay, wait, let's break down... I didn't want to say it. Like, I didn't want to be, like, that guy and be like, it was my birthday this week, too. I don't
know it if was. How was your birthday?
Huh?
How was your birthday?
It's great. You were there.
Yeah, I was there, but I wasn't there as you. I had
an amazing time. Like, literally, like, an ideal birthday. Because we also celebrated mine in Bahamas, mm-hmm. like, towards the end.
All your friends are there.
Yeah, it was great. And then came back, and then Dixie also had... And then my parents came, and then Dixie planned something... I went to Knott's Berry Farm with the people I love. You were there. And then the next day, Dixie planned, like, this big field day with all of, like, my good friends as well. And that was a blast. That
looks so fun. Did you, like...
Everyone, like, knocks on, like, the wholesome stuff that I enjoy until they're actually doing it. And they're like, wait, this is fun.
I mean, like...
I love a good field day. Wholesome
fun's always the best fun. And also, like, it looked like a good time. You're playing soccer with your friends and family. So much fun.
Like, you can't like, fake that. And also,
Amma was there.
It was so fun.
And it was great.
Wait, what?
Amma was there. Alma's like the girl from Bahamas.
Right.
I love her to death. That's like my new favorite person. And I'm mad I wasn't there because she was there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why that just weirded me. Like, I don't think I saw you and Alma communicate once in the Bahamas.
We were talking the entire... That was my like ride or die. What do you mean? We stole Meek Mill's bottle to get there.
That like shook me for like, a second. You were like, no. Alma was... I was
no, why yeah. do you care? No, we literally were talking the entire time in the Bahamas. Me, her, and Kat. We got so close.
Interesting. I did not know that. That must have just gone right over my head.
Kat was literally here today.
I know you and Kat got close.
Oh, you just know Obama?
Well, yeah, she wasn't here today. So how would I have known? Like,
no. You fucking smell, bitch. You smell so fucking bad. You should take a shower, stinky mutt. No, because I'm tired. Honestly, at this point, I don't care if the comments call me mean. You need to be bullied. Some people need to be bullied.
What have I done? And I just
Noah
sat
Beck
here,
needs to be I fucking just bullied.
I just sat here and questioned bitch, you your stink. Friendship because I just
and
didn't.
Honestly,
I was oblivious
I'm not
to
digging
it.
The hat. Take that shit off. It looks
I just
ugly.
I had bedhead today.
And stop making them damn TikToks.
I haven't showered today, but I did put on deodorant.
You shower today?
Them. No, we but I also tell. Just woke up.
Oh, wow. I know. It's showing. You have to tell them your favorite experience in the Bahamas with me. Please. What was the best experience, you know?
After, I feel like you were hinting at something and immediately.
You don't got like a single hit?
I'm lost. There's
you're
a lot
lost,
of cameras.
So I
didn't
do nothing
think.
Extravagant for you. And it was like your best memory ever in the Bahamas.
Oh, guys. Larry got
you
me.
You are a goofy ass bitch. You know that? I'm like.
Well, I'm talking, you said, like, what was your favorite time
that's
with you?
Like, that was not like, your favorite time?
I thought it was, like, an experience that you were talking about. I was like, wait, did we do something funny? Did we, like, prank someone? And but Larry is referring to the jewelry that's on my neck right now. Larry did get me a Gucci necklace. He also got me a Gucci bracelet, which I'm not wearing right now. It didn't go with today's fit, which is homely. Which is, but he did get me a Gucci bracelet, which is on my wrist thing in...
Nice.
In my room. That like holds all my bracelets. Very nice. And then he got me a Paris Balenciaga hoodie, which I love. Because he knows I love fashion. He knows I love casual comfort
pop your shit,
with the hoodie.
Shit.
And then
shit.
He knows I love Paris.
Pop
so he ate me up.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to devour on my birthday. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Okay.
Full
you're one
course
of those.
Meal, right? Full
okay. You're one
meal.
Of those. You know, because I know so many people that I like
what
you and
mean
I
I'm
despise
one of
it.
What do you mean I'm one of those?
One of those in terms of like...
A relationship or a friendship is 50-50. So if I get you a gift, I expect a gift back. And you know what? If you want to play this game with me right now and make me seem like I'm the crazy one and gaslight me because you are so
But what about
that,
all the other things that I do for you? Like what about all the
name,
trips? What about all the
you? So you
like,
pay for my trips?
Things?
You pay for my trips? You pay for my trips?
But I know so many people that are like that, that are like,
see, you just want to argue. No.
I know so many
men people... like you just want to argue. No, I you could have just been like, listen. I got you, friend. Pop your shit. But instead, you want to argue because you know why? Men ain't shit. And
you know
you,
I got you. You know I'm going to get
you. Know what Doja Cat said?
What'd she say?
Niggas ain't shit. Come up in your crib. Where you at? My crib. And you ain't shit. Get out. Because if I don't have at least a Cartier bracelet or a Birkin bag or a trip to the Bahamas on a private fucking jet, bitch, this friendship is done. You will be dropped.
When's your birthday?
July 22nd, 1998.
Oh, shit. It's coming up.
Oh, it's so soon. So you better make your fucking money, bitch.
All that aside, we have a very special guest today.
You have to do it in the accent.
No, I can't.
You can.
But I feel like if I were to, it'd have to be now because I can't do it in front of him.
So do it now. So say we have a special guest in the accent. You got it, friend.
Or imagine like all Australian. It's like.
You can do it. I know you can.
I like bruv.
You say bruv?
Bruv.
I'll do it. All right, we got a special guest.
Oh, no. Not bro, that country. Oh,
wait, is this culture appropriation? No, yes. Is this culture appropriation? This is controversial.
Are you offended? We'll ask him if he's offended by us doing a British accent. I want to hear his American accent.
Oh, we have a special guest.
Oh, yeah, very special guest today. We have a special guest. I'm not going to intro him in the accent because that needs some work. But nevertheless, his name is H, and he is a rapper in the UK. And
I love his
he's
music.
Killing it. And like I can sit here and intro him, and but I'd rather him do it. So let's bring him on in.
I'm very excited for this because I actually like his music. So this is gonna get fucking crazy. You can come in here. Come on, Mosey. He'll
oh wait, yeah, I never thought about that. She had dogs to the pod. It's a good little touch.
Good boy. So Mosey's being a bad boy. So he's gonna sit here. Oh, you're shaking. You're nervous. So Noah has the best like UK accent.
No, I
ever.
Knew you were gonna put me
do
on
it,
spot.
Friend. Do it. Oh wait, let's introduce him first.
Yeah, I was about to say. Never mind that.
Yo,
H. If someone were to like know nothing about you,
yeah,
how would you introduce yourself?
Oh, I suppose I'm an artist from Manchester. Manchester's in the UK. I met a girl last night at my show, and I said I was from Manchester, and she was like. So are you Irish? And I was like, no.
Not Irish.
No. But yeah, I'm a rapper. I don't even know, to be honest. I don't know. I think the music speaks for itself, I think.
It does.
Yeah, but I'm lit. I'm not lit right now, though. I'm hungover. So please excuse my voice and stuff.
I mean, I like it. Honestly, I think I told Greg that was it you that I told that I love his music?
Yeah, thank you.
I think I saw you on her story, and I was like, who the fuck is this? Is this her boyfriend? I was so confused. And so then I looked you up. Do you want to go over there to Molly? Where's my accent? Hold on, my accent's coming out, y'all. But I looked you up, and I was like, listen to your song. You made a song with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name. You guys are on Tanks.
Tanks?
Yeah, or like you guys are on
Oh, RD. Was it RD?
I think so. And that was the hardest music video I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, it was cold. Yeah, it was good.
It was fire.
Yeah, respect. Thank you.
You had me. I was like, bruv. Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no, big old RD. RD's going crazy. I've been playing when I've been doing my shows out here, and I play, like, my DJ plays some UK music before my set. Mm. When he plays RD, he goes crazy over here.
Really? Right.
Yeah, crazy.
So, how long are you in town now?
I'm leaving tonight. I gotta go to Atlanta tomorrow.
Gotcha.
I got a show in Atlanta, and then I'm going home.
Doing a little tour in the United States?
Yeah, I done LA last night. I done Chicago, New York, and I done Toronto twice.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. How long? Okay, so how old are you right now?
22.
Uh-huh. Oh,
wow. I don't know about you.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling 22.
How old are you two?
23.
I just turned 21.
All set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You look older.
Look at us. I look older?
Yeah.
Never know how to take that.
No, it means like you look
mature. It's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Because right.
I look younger than my age. I was at Pilates today, and she was like, how old are you? And I was like, 23. She was like, you look 18. I was like, thanks.
Right? Like, I think...
Yeah. I mean, 20. I mean, I feel 21 like looks way. Good on you.
Yeah, either yeah. way. Like, it could be a good or bad thing.
H.
Yo.
So I have this ongoing thing mm-hmm. on this podcast that I have to figure out your zodiac sign.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's going to be a little bit...
No, let's go.
What's your zodiac sign?
A thought you gotta figure it out.
Oh, well, we're gonna figure out who you are as a person with your zodiac sign.
Oh wait, let's ask him a few more questions and let's see if we can guess.
Okay, okay.
Let's see if you can guess.
Are you toxic? Jack
shit about it.
No.
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 Are you sensitive?
Not really. No.
Oh. Are you a sociopath?
What does that mean again?
Oh no. Molly's like shaking her. She's like, no, he's not.
I'm not a sociopath in it. No.
You care about others?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
1,000%.
Do you go out of your way for others?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Do you put other people before you?
A lot of time, yeah. Sometimes. When it comes to business, no.
Oh.
But okay, everything else. Man. Yeah.
Okay. How many girlfriends have you had?
One.
Oh, okay. You're giving water sign.
One, but obviously with high school doesn't count. I had one in high school, but them ones. That's a random one.
You know how I first came across your stuff? I saw you on this show, this little interview thing that I love to watch, and I watched it for so long. And then I looked up your stuff after, and I've just become a fan.
Sick. Respect. What was it? Do you know
Chicken
what it
Shop
was?
Date.
Oh, yeah.
With Amelia.
Yeah, lit.
Y'all
lit.
Have a pretty good chemistry. Mm-hmm. What's the history behind that? Like, is there any, or did you just have her on the show and you guys just clicked?
No, there was no, that was the first time we met.
Really?
On that video.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was just one of them. We just done that. And then for some reason, that particular date just went crazy.
She loves you.
Yeah. I love her as well, man.
Yeah.
So then ever since then, everyone, like all her fans and my fans, have just been like, oh yeah, H and Amelia.
Yeah, shipping them. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an artist as well.
What's that? No, she does she's got her own YouTube channel and it's called Chicken Shop Date.
Oh,
and she like takes all different rappers to the chicken shop, just like in the hood. And they just eat chicken nuggets and have a date.
I think you would love it. It's like not exactly like your humor. Like it's not.
It's like awkward humor.
It's very awkward humor. It's like almost like The Office in like interview style.
I think you like Amelia. I think.
I for sure. I feel like I would check it out.
Yeah.
And get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you. So you said. Wait. You said you were from Manchester.
Yeah.
Do you support City or United?
United. Unfortunately, right now though, we're not doing too well right now.
I'm a big United guy. Supported United ever since 2005.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
So I'm a big United guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's tough right now, though.
Yeah,
it's hard to support them.
It's painful. I was just speaking about that on my story before.
Yeah,
it's terrible. I've not been to a game for a while. Last time I went to a game, we won, though.
And this is about sports.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably what we're talking about. When you say United, I was like, the airport?
United Airlines is great.
No, I was like, yeah, I love a good United flight. But, so we're talking about soccer?
Yeah, Manchester United.
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard me talk Manchester.
About
that.
Yeah.
Golazo.
Yeah. Golazo.
Yeah. Cultured.
Yeah, man.
Do you play soccer?
Not anymore properly. I used to, though.
Oh, you used to?
Mm-hmm.
Till what age?
16.
Okay.
You play in the UK, I don't know if you do that here, you play on Sunday league teams. So, you play every Sunday or Saturday morning. And then once you get to 16, it goes open age and you kind of just everyone just forgets about it, really.
Right.
And then you start partying and shit and doing other things.
And then, in the UK, do some people go? Because I know how it works sometimes. Because here in the United States, I would play. I was in, an academy where I would be, the U19s, U18. Do you guys have
yeah,
you guys
yeah, have yeah, under 19s, under 18s.
Because
we
played, when I was 18, we played against Arsenal. Arsenal came over here for we played the Arsenal U23s.
Sick.
And it was pretty
that's
sick.
Crazy.
It was fun and it was definitely a great game.
No, that's insane.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep
No, you get it, huh?
No,
you
I get it. Like bro, I get it.
Yeah, for real.
He gets it, man. He gets it.
He gets it. But speaking of soccer, you're playing in Soccer Aid.
Yeah, man.
This
year.
We're playing in Soccer Aid together. But unfortunately we're on a different team.
Oh, you playing?
I'm playing.
Oh, swear to
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sick.
It's gonna be dope.
Oh my god.
Okay. Congrats. You should try to get a last minute entry. You should play.
You
sound like you know a lot about it.
No, I'm so good. You know, my favorite team right now for soccer is Africa.
Oh.
the World Cup. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
The
World Cup that was in South Africa 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Shakira performed. No, who performed? Beyonce.
Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
Shakira.
Waka Waka. Yeah. So do you know who Blackpink is?
Who?
Blackpink.
No.
Oh. It's K-pop. Do you know any Korean?
Oh, yeah.
You know Korean pop?
BTS.
BTS.
Yeah.
Do you know the names of BTS?
No.
We'll get into that later.
Okay.
I'll teach you all about it.
Oh, do you know about it, yeah?
Yeah. I'm actually friends with them.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Sick.
With yeah. who?
Is he lying? I can't tell if he's lying. I feel like he's lying to me. Mm-hmm. Is he lying to me?
No, I'm...
I never know with him. He surprises me. Like, sometimes he'll meet people. Like, I'll come across someone. He'll be like, hey. And like, they've known each other for so long.
And just, you know,
I wouldn't be surprised if he knew some people from BTS.
Well, you think I know people from BTS? I was joking.
Okay.
Yeah. If I knew people from BTS, I would not be sitting here.
I couldn't name a BTS song, though, but I just know who they are.
We'll change that.
Okay.
We'll, like, have a conversation later after this podcast. Cool. And I'll really sit you in the movie theater room with the belt and make you watch it.
So when did you get into, like, when did you know you wanted to do music?
I just kind of, like, fell across it, to be fair. I think, do you know what happened? I watched Scary Movie. Yeah.
This Great is movie.
A true story. I watched Scary Movie. And there's a scene where Scream is rapping. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And he's doing whatever. And he ends up killing everyone. And then me and my friend just started remixing what Scream said, just like for no reason, just for a buzz. And then I just happened to be good at it. I don't know, it was weird. But I'm always angry when I get asked this question because I can never remember the day that I put a beat on and rapped to it. I can't remember that day. I don't know the first time like I actually rapped to it. But when I was writing rhymes on my phone and then spitting it to my mate, it was just coming easy. Yeah. So then I just done it. I wrote lyrics for Time for months before anyone knew, apart from my one friend. Mm-hmm. And then one time I just got drunk as fuck on the park and then shown everyone that I could spit bars. And then my friend filmed it, put it on YouTube. I told him don't show it anyone.
And he just posted it.
And the next morning he put it on YouTube.
Did it blow up?
It didn't blow up, but it got like 10,000 views, which was crazy at the time.
It kind of like inspired you to just keep going.
Cause... And I was just like, oh shit, yeah, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
That's the what just, age?
16, 15. Gotcha. No, 15, 16, yeah, 16.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of just taken off for you. That's sick.
It just kept going up and up. That's so cool. It was just like one of the things like that video got 10K, and then I was like, oh, let's try to get 20K.
Right. Yeah, I just want to keep outdoing yourself.
So, just was looking up there and, you know, just seeing some nice facts about you. Baby. Number 2 in the UK charts. How did that make you feel? Did you tingle?
I don't know about tingle.
I tingled when I was on, you know, Billboard chart. It's fucking crazy. I was tingling. But like, you didn't like, how did you feel about that though? Like,
sick. I was happy. I was gassed. Yeah, man. I don't know. It was sick. I've had a number 2 before. I feel like I don't really watch.
Pop your shits, man.
Yeah, we're trying. But I don't really watch chart position too much because it all just depends on what week you drop. If I dropped a single 1 week where not that many popping artists drop, then I'm just gonna go number 1 if I get 10,000 sales. Yeah. But Baby got like 55,000 sales in the first week.
That's fucking crazy.
And it went to number 2. So it just depends what week you drop on. I think to me it's more important like it carrying on selling and going platinum and stuff like that.
Like, do you feel like your life changed so fast? Or has it just been like...
Yeah, it was pretty fast. But when I look back now, it's been fast. Like, when I think of, you know, when your Snapchat memories pop up and I look back, I'm like, wow, like, that's crazy.
I was at McDonald's last week.
Yeah. I felt that. Exactly.
Are you still friends with, like, people you grew up with? Or, like,
Yeah, everyone.
It, like, keeps you grounded and shit.
Yeah, man. Every time I go back home, we always go see everyone. Yeah, not really changed my circle, really.
That's good.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the best thing for somebody, especially, like, getting so much hype and just recognition and just having people that you grew up with.
Because definitely.
When you get a new friend group that kind of looks at you as a star, it's going to be like, damn, you're going to get a big-ass head.
Yeah.
Rather than having your old friends that you're not shit. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, friend.
Keep you grounded.
My friends tell me I'm not shit all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good friends.
Yeah, good friends.
I love when my friends degrade me.
Oh, it's fun. It keeps it interesting.
It's gotta be done, man.
What does your family think about all this?
Sick. Everyone's happy, man. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a bit too rude for my grandma and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She always shouts at me when I drop a new song. But other than that, everyone loves it.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was just in New York a couple of days ago, and I went to the show, and I got there and I didn't know what was going on, and my mum walked through the door. My mum came and surprised me in New York. Aww. So I was lit.
That's cute.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that was cute.
Are you a mama's boy?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How's your dad?
Sick.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a daddy's boy?
That's my guy, innit? Like, my dad's my guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Your
like,
mom's like your mom.
But my mom's like my mom. But I'm not saying that I love my mom more. 100%. Like,
you're being messy. I'm like, which one do you like
more? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, but... You know, it's a different
yeah,
100% vibe. I like that answer.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I definitely feel
but my
that.
Dad's my guy, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My dad's my best friend.
Yeah.
And my mum's just my mum.
Yeah.
Not like just my mum. Yeah. That sounded a bit shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, we fully get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wait, what was your... So what's been like, out of all the places you've performed, where's been like your favorite place? How about in this tour to make it easier?
Okay, just this tour. I can't decide between Toronto and New York.
Okay.
Toronto was crazy. Toronto was like word for word. Everyone knew.
Fire.
Like every song, it was mad. But then New York was just a zoo. New York was just going crazy. Just like bouncing all
New
over
York
the place.
Is crazy.
Yeah, New York.
I feel like New York likes the drill music too.
Yeah, they
like,
love dancing.
Yeah, they
all
love
dancing. So they
and
just
shouting.
All, yeah, and shouting, yeah. So it was all just going crazy, but... I can't decide. Some of my team said Toronto was better. Some of my team said New York was better. But I can't decide.
LA wasn't it?
LA was sick. LA was lit.
LA was lit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but
it's not compared
to
Toronto.
It just didn't get...
New York just has energy.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy out there.
Yeah, crazy. It was lit, though. I've been enjoying it, to be fair. And I'm excited to go to Atlanta.
Keep safe. They be scamming out there. That's awesome.
So...
We'll be all right.
The boys that came with you today, that introduced themselves to us, who are they to you?
One of them was my DJ and one of them was my manager.
Gotcha.
Long story short, when I was like 15, 16, I used to go to these open mic nights, like these grime sets, called them, yeah.
That's sick.
And I just used to go in there with all the man them. I was like the only one from North Manchester. Most of the rappers in Manchester are from South Manchester. So I was going to South Manchester, getting the mic, doing what I was doing. And then, obviously, my DJ, who obviously wasn't my DJ at the time, I just used to see him there because obviously he's just a music guy. He was DJing. So I just knew him through that. And then there was always, at the time, from what I knew, just this little short guy with him all the time. And I was like, I always used to think, who's this guy? And then one time, randomly, I was at one of these like events and then they just both came in and said, yo, we're going to start... like doing this management thing, but like, how do you feel about like
signing?
Going for it. So I was like, all right, cool. I just thought it sounded cool at the time to have a manager. To be honest, I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, start telling people, just shout my manager.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds legit.
Yeah,
it sounds
a lot
more credible.
Sounds good, isn't it? and then that's it. And then I've been with them two ever since.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Same way with my producer. When I started making music, I just used to do freestyles on the iPhone because I didn't have a clue about a studio. And then someone recommended me to a guy called YJ. So I went to YJ, recorded some music, and that's the same person I record music with still now.
Sick.
You have your own little team.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
That's good when you have a team that like you handpick.
Yeah.
Like, so you trust everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Nah, it's good, man. Strong squad.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is like, the way you unplug from everything now, like, do you have things that help you get away from all of it? Cause like the fame and I bet even performing can catch up to you in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Not really get away. Obviously I just go home, play PlayStation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put the headset on and just shoot people on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Do you play FIFA?
Yeah, but I kind of only play FIFA to have a break from Call of Duty.
I feel that.
It's like just a gap fill.
Yeah, when
you know
you're
saying?
Sick and tired of just
dying. Because you can't play, I don't think you can play FIFA all night.
No.
Not for me anyway. No. Like, it gets a bit boring. No offense to FIFA. My song's actually on FIFA. No offense to FIFA, by the way. You get me?
That's sick.
Big up FIFA. But I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Nah, you don't really get away from it. There's always something to do.
Right.
And I just want to be, and even when I've not gone, like, not got anything to do, I get bored and want to go to the studio anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
That's good. That's good that, like, what you do is kind of, like, your getaway. Like,
Exactly. And even like this, I'm not super famous in America, so I can, like, leave my hotel and walk to the shop.
Right.
And just do my own thing.
That's nice.
Is it crazy out there in the UK?
Yeah, mad.
Really?
Crazy, yeah.
Do you have any type of privacy?
Oh. No, not really.
It's such a different audience, though. That's so cool, because I went over to... I recently, for the first time, went over to London, and I was stoked, you know? Like, as a kid, you know, that's where I wanted to play. Like, growing up, I played soccer like my whole life. And, like, as a kid, that's where I wanted to be. And it was my first time going, obviously not for soccer, but for different reasons. And I went out, and I was stoked, and, you know, I wanted to travel the city, like, look and just be, like, a tourist. And then all of my comments, like, and when people figured out that I was in London, they were like, watch out for the, like, the level 7 roadmen, like, and I was like, what is that? What the fuck? Like, people were like, they're like, don't get shanked. And I'm like,
that's just people
I got so paranoid. And I was like, they're like, it's just our humor, Noah, relax. And I'm like,
man said level 7 roadman.
Yeah. And I was like,
what is a level 7 roadman?
It's just, it's like a meme. It's like, you know what a roadman is? No one even says roadman, like, It's just like a gang member.
Right, that's what I kind of put two and two together. I was like, I'm just like a gang member.
But like, yeah, man, you're good in London, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, obviously, as long as you don't walk through no one's estate.
Right.
Just don't be going places that you don't need to be going.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I was around like the London Eye, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to get shanked. You're not going to get shanked
outside the London Eye. But I mean, you just got to be careful of certain places. Obviously, you've got whatever jewellery on them and whatnot, but
right,
it's not, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I still had a blast. It didn't stop me, but yeah, I was a little paranoid sometimes.
London's like, lit. London's absolutely lit.
Yeah,
I do love London. I'm gonna move. Well, I'm not gonna move there, but I'm definitely gonna get a place there.
Sick.
I definitely want to visit. I've never like been there. I have a lot of friends there.
So fun.
Yeah, it's sick. You'll enjoy it, man.
Such a different world. Like, before this tour, was this your first time over in the States?
No, I've been here a couple of times. Gotcha. I've been in LA better times. Bad times means loads of times, by the way.
Thank you for that.
I've been here loads of times. I made a lot of my album here in LA.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it out here? Like, do you like LA?
Yeah, man, it's nice. Yeah. It's chilled. I can't lie, though. I love Toronto. I'm not going to lie to you. I've got some special...
Some special connection to it?
Yeah, with Toronto.
How's the weather in the UK? Isn't it, like, gloomy?
Shit.
Bad
shit,
just shitty
shit. Rain, a lot of rain, especially in Manchester up north. And then, but when it's summer, it's nice in summer, but it's like us, like when we get that one little bit of sun, everyone's out in the garden, beers and that.
That's very
I'm not
rare.
Going in work tomorrow, the sun's out.
I'm hoping by the time the soccer aid game comes around, I'm hoping it's gonna be good weather.
Oh no, it'll be, yeah.
Because it's a pretty good time of the year. I can't
believe you played. I didn't know you was playing.
I'm stoked. Like, I'm so excited. Like, my manager told me about this like months ago, and I was like, oh, a little charity match. Like, of course. Like, I didn't know anything about it, and then I followed the account once they like announced that I was playing, and I was like, wait, like I didn't realize how big of a deal it was.
Nah,
and then
it's legends play, bro.
Legends.
I played last year. Crazy, how was it? Bro. Oh, it was one of the best
stadiums
things.
Filled, huh?
Yeah, filled. It's a shame. Well, it's not a shame, but for me personally, it was in Manchester last year, so it was sick for me.
Gotcha.
But this year it's in London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. When I saw they were posting like highlights from like the last years, and I saw like the stadium filled with fans, and I'm like, maybe it's just the front row. And then it like pans up, and I'm like, holy, like these stadiums hold 70,000 people.
It's a, nah, bro, 70,000. Yeah, 70,000. Bro, I think last year we raised like 13 million.
That's
amazing. Maybe even more. Yeah,
Usain Bolt's the captain of my team this year.
Wait, what? Like, I was just going to ask you, who else is playing?
Legends.
This year, there's a couple of people. I can't remember
Liam Payne's the captain of the English team.
Yeah.
Wait, actually?
Do you know Chunks?
Chunks?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to meet Chunks. Yeah, I want to meet Chunks.
Chunks is my guy, man.
Chunks is the artist as well.
Is a YouTuber originally.
Okay, nice.
He's like a British YouTuber.
Is there anybody else that I know that'll be playing?
Who's playing? I can't even remember this year's list. Last year it was crazy. Who would you know that played? Do you know Tom Grennan?
No.
Do you know?
I want to name like football legends that he.
Do you know Wayne Rooney? Do you know who Wayne Rooney is? Paul Scholes, Gary Neville.
Yeah.
I could have swore Wayne Rooney might have rung some kind of bell for you.
Who played? Do you know James Arthur, the singer?
Duh. Yes.
You've lied to me so many
times.
No,
you know James Arthur. You have to know James Arthur.
I literally love his music.
Okay, now I can't.
We'll just room with it. Just room with it.
Well, I don't know who y'all are talking about. See, you can't be mad at me for being uncultured.
You Usain Bolt played last year.
Okay, I know so, who that is.
Yeah, you know Usain Bolt.
Who doesn't know Usain Bolt?
I can't think of anyone else.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fine. Y'all are playing. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we're the latest, man.
Can I go? Like, can I be someone's plus one?
Sure. It might be hard to get a seat, though. These things are filled.
Well, now you'll be able to get some seats, though, if you really want to go.
I would love to go.
Or maybe, did I just bait you out there?
Like I'm entitled to give him one.
Sorry. You know? I done you a favor, though.
Thank you so much.
Family first, though. Yeah, I got to feed the family, and then...
Tatum?
If there's left... swap.
Okay, so you worked with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
How was that?
Sick.
How was Eddie?
Legend.
Yeah, he's a sick guy. He's a legend. He's an absolute legend.
I love Ed Sheeran so much.
Yeah. He's a
how tall big is he man. In real life?
How tall is he in real life?
Yeah.
He's smaller than me. I don't know. I'll give him a 5'10".
Oh, that's not bad. You're like 6'1", probably?
6'1", pushing it a bit.
No, because you're tall. I was shocked when you were
through. I'm at six. I say six because when I say 6'1", people think I'm lying straight away. Google used to say I was 5'8". I went mad so many times on Instagram, they changed it.
I swear, we've had the same... I talked to my management. It said I was 5'6".
Every single day. Every single day.
I was pissed out. And they're like... And then all of a sudden, as soon as I started getting a little big on TikTok, people were looking up my name. They're like, wait, I used to have the biggest crush on Noah. And then I looked him up. He's 5'6". Like,
Imagine if you're 5'6".
Who even makes this stuff up?
It's me. It's literally just me.
Yeah.
Like short kings everywhere.
Short kings.
I guess it's more of a surprise like when they meet you though and they're like, oh, like they're kind of more surprised. So yeah, I'm like, I'm 5'6".
It's a nice surprise. But yeah, Ed's sick, man. Ed's sick. I don't know. He done a song called Take Me Back to London. I done a remix for it. That was like a couple of years ago now. Yeah, 2 years ago. And then he's just done a song for me on my album that's coming out.
Oh, nice. Wait, I'm so happy for you because I'm a diehard Ed Sheeran fan.
Yeah, he's sick, innit?
Cried to him a lot. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Who has anybody have you starstruck yet? Like, have you met? You could lie, too. It's okay, Fred.
Yeah, maybe I could. Maybe I could lie. No, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. I might lie.
If I met, that's had me starstruck, man. I don't know.
Ed Sheeran didn't make you tingle a little?
There we go. Tingle's making its come up, y'all.
I hated that I just used that. I just couldn't think of anything else.
It's perfect.
I can't believe I've got to use Ed Sheeran made me tingle in a sentence.
I mean...
Ed, man. If anyone, it's Ed. Yeah.
He's an icon.
It
makes sense.
Definitely. It came to... We shot a video like literally around the corner from my mum's house, well, my mum's old house, and we done it at the cafe, like where we always used to go.
That's nice.
Ed was just sat in the cafe, sick. It was
That's
lit.
So cool. Yeah, I mean, Chicken Shop Date, the show that Amelia does, Ed was on that as well.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow was also on it.
Yeah.
Phineas, but she gets names. Gets it. She gets names.
She's the egg rolling.
Yeah. London. Chunks as well.
Yeah, everyone knows Amelia.
I have to check her out, honestly.
I know.
She sounds blonde, is she?
Yeah.
See, I'm the way I work.
You would love her. She's like, it's just the way she I work. Like is.
Did you tell him?
No, I swear. I'm.
I swear up. She's like the. She's like the British Emma Chamberlain in a way. Like okay, that makes sense. Awkward humor.
That makes
know?
Sense.
Have you got my style? Like quirky. Out, yeah.
Yeah, I figured it out.
What is it? Don't be fucking
no,
about.
She's not telling me shit.
About well, I have no idea.
Like, when's your birthday? When's your birthday? Fuck, I thought that was gonna work.
Like, just I feel
but
like
you're definitely a Pisces. That was a joke, Frank.
He gives Taurus energy.
He does not give Taurus energy.
I just know Taurus. He's
for sure a Capricorn.
No.
Scorpio.
No.
Fucking Sagittarius, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cold ass Sagittarius. So blunt. They care about you until it's not benefiting them.
No.
Oh, well, maybe I'm just based upon my
ex. H, do you know anything about it? Do you know anything about the zodiac signs?
Wait, what's crazy? Before you fix that, I literally don't know anything about zodiac signs.
Oh.
So, like, let's say she's a Sag, and I fucking hate her guts. If you were to tell me that you were a Sag, then I hate all Sags.
Yeah, I hear that.
You hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
You hear that?
If you're gonna believe in it, you gotta believe in it, innit?
We see each other.
Yeah. I'm on the same page. I can't remember what you just asked me. What did you just ask me? Do I know about it?
Yeah, like, when he asks you this stuff, like, do you have any...
not really. Not really.
Right.
Not really, no.
Do you care about it?
If someone else was a Sagittarius, I'd be like, yeah, my guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
That, see, that's how it works.
You know what I'm saying? Or a girl.
Like, I feel like all Tauruses, I just, like, I'm a Taurus. I feel like I should get along with them. Yeah. You know? But it's like every other.
I'd be more inclined, if a girl had Sagittarius in an Instagram bio, I'd be more inclined to message her.
I feel that. Okay.
I still can't believe you haven't done your UK accent yet. You have to show it, man.
I'm not gonna do it.
H, when I probably tell you, it's so good.
Is that real?
It sounds just like you.
No, I wish I could do it.
Don't be shy. Just do
you
it.
You do yours. You do yours. Wait, can you do an American accent? Huh. Oh, well, let's give him a sec. I feel so on spot, like, being like, do an American accent, and then they say something like, can you say,
don't be shy,
what's up, my name is H?
What's up, my name H? I would just say, my name is H. What's up? My name is H. You know, I that's bit Toronto. You know, I was in the UK. I was fucking with London.
I heard it a bit.
That was good.
Right now, I'm on the podcast.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Little country came out. Yeah. Podcast. There you go.
You're done.
You're done.
That's what we say all the time. You're done. Yeah, we like that one.
That's funny.
Your turn, friend.
No, we should do like a... I feel like you'd be good to do some of those... Like those like icebreaker, like question starter things.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's play a game, man. Yeah, I'm trying to play a game. Fuck, marry, kill. No, let's not say that. Let's say fuck, marry, avoid. You shouldn't say kill. No one needs to die.
What was your sub for it?
Avoid.
Avoid.
Ah.
Avoid.
Oh.
Avoid.
Avoid. Yeah.
Avoid.
Avoid. Avoid.
Fuck, marry, avoid.
All right, well, should we just go off the dome? Like, who? Or?
Go for it.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Queen of England.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Okay.
Have fun with that one, buddy.
Well.
Or should I say, bruv?
Bruv. Well.
I'm marrying Elon. I'm not signing a prenup.
Good shout, to be fair. I didn't think of that. Well, I'm gonna marry. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna. Oh, this is so bad to say. I'm going to marry Michelle, fuck the Queen, and kill Elon Musk.
Damn, like that?
I shouldn't say, imagine, I just said kill Elon Musk. I'm going to, like, fucking get murdered. Yeah, I'm going to disappear.
Yeah, I feel like,
not fuck the Queen. I never thought, fuck the Queen.
Imagine. It's lit as fuck.
In the castle and everything.
In the fucking Buckingham Palace.
I envisioned
it. It'd be a story.
You hear the clapping echo because it's so big.
Okay, bro.
I'm just gonna tell
you know what I'm saying?
Story for the kids. Okay, I pulled this up here on Yahoo. It's literally just best truth questions.
All right.
What's your biggest fear?
Spiders.
Spiders?
Yeah, I'm going broke.
Good answer.
Wow. Mine too. Deep. This one says, what's your biggest fantasy? But I think we just talked about that.
Fucking a queen.
In Buckingham Palace.
Oh my God.
Do you have any fetishes? Fucking the queen.
That poor girl gonna break.
Yeah.
She collapsed. I'm like.
First celebrity crush.
Jessica Alba.
It's a great celebrity crush.
Yeah, that was my first one, yeah.
Well, now I'm intrigued. What made you fall for her? What movie was it?
Honey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, midnight snack.
That's what I'm saying.
You're hungry, it's midnight. What are you grabbing? Let's say your fridge can literally have anything you want. What's your dream midnight snack?
Midnight snack. I'm not going to lie. I just grab like three packs of Doritos and like three chocolate bars and Capri Suns and just loads of shit.
What kind of chocolate bars?
Right now, can I just say you lot over here, I've got shit chocolate, by the way. It's so shit,
very
bro.
Processed.
Bro, listen, bro.
The fuck, I didn't make it.
No. Sorry.
I feel pressed.
Yeah, nah, bro, when you come to the UK and go in the shop.
No, yeah, that's some, well, Italy does.
I'll go all food over, just food in general in Europe, I just feel so much better. So much better.
All right, it's thank you. No one ever says that in the US.
But your McDonald's is ass.
I genuinely mean really? That.
Your McDonald's is so ass.
No, because it's not processed. It's like real.
No, they don't have ranch out there.
Oh.
Shit's crazy. And also, what's up with y'all got so many fish fillets and fish sandwiches and fish sticks at McDonald's?
You lot got fucking...
Is this war?
No.
Like, what's that?
Hey, what do you think about Nando's?
Fire. But you know what I had in Chicago? They got cheese flavored popcorn in Chicago.
That's good.
Cheese no.
flavored popcorn. You don't like that?
No.
That sounds fire. That?
Tastes like feet.
How do you know what feet taste like?
I don't.
I would eat feet if it tasted like that. Cheese
flavored really? Popcorn. Cheese yeah, feet? Cheese... No way, cheese flavored bro.
I would eat some feet too. You wouldn't suck on toes?
I have done before, but it's not my thing. I don't really like toes.
See, that was a joke. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
No, whose toes you suck on?
I love how he's airing it out. I love
just
that.
Air it out. Yeah. Your... Did she have fungi? Huh? She had pretty toes?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they painted?
Yeah.
That bitch had a big toe, huh? It's a big ass nah. big toe with a long toe now, huh?
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that. Don't paint a picture.
Don't do I was that. Painting you a picture.
No.
It was Queen Elizabeth, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was Lisa.
Are you a big roller coaster guy?
Yeah,
do you
yeah,
like
yeah.
amusement parks?
Yeah, yeah.
If the roller coaster's empty, you go into the front or the back?
The front.
You like the front?
Yeah.
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 That's not a trick question. I just
yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. I have to just think
I
about it.
Was.
No.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's no. like okay, this tells a lot about your personality. Imagine like.
Yeah. No. The front. Yeah. Yeah. Front.
Front's the best.
Yeah. 100.
Back's just a different experience. I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought that was a trick question. I was like, wow, that was good.
No.
No. Okay. You ate. Pop your shit away.
Amusement parks.
Well, unfortunately. You have to go.
We're out of time.
Not for any reasons. It's just it's time for you to go.
That's a shame.
Just kidding. We're going to miss you, though.
I know. I'll be back, though. I'll see you in London.
Yes, I'll see you soon.
Yo, and are you coming?
See you on Instagram.
In literally
yeah,
a month.
See you on Instagram.
See you in literally a month.
Oh, it's we'll a month time? Touch, yeah. yeah, definitely.
We'll no, I have to go to the London thing. Like, I want to see this soccer thing. Oh, okay, JK.
I mean, yeah, I'll try to scavenge up a ticket. I'll see.
You got me a ticket, Brett.
I'll see what
you
I can do.
Have to pay? Because I will.
Why don't you buy a ticket better. Just in case?
I might have to, huh?
I mean, it's for
you,
charity.
But I know you got connects out there.
Yeah, man, I got you, man.
Wow.
I'll see y'all in London. And I'll see you guys later. Bye. give the outro.
Okay. You're good. Well, thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Put a Sock in a Pod. Thank you, H, for being here with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Do you have any final words? If you want to plug your stuff?
Yeah. H on Instagram, AICCH. Album out in August. I don't know if I was allowed to say that, but fuck it, I've said it. Keep it in there.
Period.
Period. What he said.
Pop your shit.
Uh-huh.
All that. Well, make sure you guys like... Comment, subscribe, turn those post notifications on, and...
Comment, bruv.
Everyone comment, bruv.
Damn,
comment.
I don't really say bruv.
You don't?
No. Sorry, I'm making this outro so long, sorry.
No, you're good.
We're done. Bye.
Yeah, that's it.